Blog Talk Radio.
What happened? This is George Gamond, and it's the Friday show. So, how is everyone today? Have you had a good day so far? Are you in a groovy kind of mood, having fun? I have to admit, and the show is going to be different. And the last couple of shows have been really, really different because I've had this profound, I guess, feeling, emotion, appreciation for life the last few days. It just kind of hit me all at once. And I thought to myself, wow. Isn't it amazing that we're here, that we're alive, that we're conscious? Isn't there so much love behind that? God, source, whatever you call it, actually loved us enough to give us our individual consciousness and that we have this amazing, beautiful planet to live on. So that's where I'm at. That's where my head's at is appreciation, just appreciating for life itself. I know I might have callers, and I do messages from dead people. You know, your ancestors, famous people. We could deal with some famous people, but I want to get into really inspiring thoughts, things that make us feel good. You know, and if people ask for predictions, well, it's got to feel good. It's got to resonate with the soul, the essence of the person. If somebody tells you something and you go, yeah, right, sure, whatever, yeah. That it's not resonating, and that's not what it's all about. So before I take any calls, before we get into that sort of thing and talking to dead people, because I'm asking dead people to come through who only want to give you inspiring thoughts to move you forward, move the ball forward a little bit in your life. So that's what we'll do. And where am I at here? Oh, let me give you a couple quotes. This is things I've been writing lately, you know, about this whole thing and this whole topic of this realization that I really appreciate life, that I'm here, that I want to live in the moment. Okay, so this is the first thing I wrote, and there's a couple things. I posted this on Facebook, and I'll post it in some other sites if you're with me, okay? Life is not about serving time till you die. It is about living with adventure, joy, passion, and love. Excuse me. Each moment should be amazing. Now, let me emphasize that again. Each moment should be, we should be living in the moment. Mindfulness, mindfulness. So it's about living in the moment. So here's the other thing I wrote. It's kind of related to what I've been talking about and kind of going off on. And I hope you can bear with me on this whole thing, right? I'm not sure why it has taken me so long to come to this place of appreciation of life. Now I have to stop, take a moment, and appreciate the love that was expressed so that I could be here. Or I could also say that we are here. You know, I'm going to inclusive here. We are here, right? My heart was filled with joy when I think about the love that was expressed by the divine so that I could have my individual consciousness. And I also feel the love in all I observe in all of life. Stop. Take a moment and really feel what a miracle you are. So that's really cool. That I wrote that today, and I share that with everyone. And that's kind of where my head's at lately. That's where I'm at, and that's what I want to talk about a little bit. Okay, so I have an article or two that's related to this subject. The article is about, what is it about? It's from Tiny Buddha, great website, tinybuddha.com. 50 things to love about life that are free. Well, that's a good idea. So back into all that kind of reality time. And so if you want to call in, let's talk about what's passionate in your life, what you're passionate about, where you're going, your adventures, what adventures are coming up in your life, and see what happens. Maybe some dead people have something to say to you about your life. I don't know. We'll see. Or some famous people. If you want to know from some famous person and what they might have to say, I'll try to tap into them. So I do have a caller. Okay. You know, I'm off into a whole different adventure here. Hello? Hello? Are you there? Did I lose you? Well, I'm going to put you on hold, and I'll come back in a minute. I'm not sure you're there. I hear sounds somewhere, but not with you. Okay, so I'm going to put you on hold, come back in a minute. It's an 805 area code. If that's you, then, yeah, I'll be back. Okay, so then we'll talk some more about living life passionately and things that we could. Oh, we got another caller. So, yeah, we'll do that. So if you're catching on to the show, you know where I'm going with it today. It's all about an appreciation for life itself. Ooh, isn't that a marvelous thing? I don't know why this has come over me lately. Maybe I'm just tired of the political system and the scene and all that craziness. Maybe that's just too much. And so I just wanted to focus on appreciation for all the beauty that we have in life and why we should appreciate it. Such a miracle it is that we are here. Isn't it such a miracle that we're even here, that we're alive, that we have this consciousness, that is, there's such a love that's expressed to each one of us to be here. That's where my head's at. That's where my heart's at. And I feel so much joy about all this lately. It's almost tearful. It comes out of my chest. It's like wants to break through and blast out of me. I know. Okay, let me take a call, 608. And then we'll get, and I'll go back to the 805 if you're around. Hello?
Hey, George. This is Jill.
Hey, Jill. What's going on? So what do you appreciate about?
Hey, just like you said,
what?
My dog passed away this week.
Oh, well, that's a good thing in a way.
Yeah,
it's time to move on, right?
Yeah.
Right?
You just never think that someday they aren't going to be with you, you know?
But you have great memories.
Yeah. So
yes,
what do you
have
mean, like, it's time to move on?
Well, time for him to move on, your dog. It's like the life, you know, there's a transition period that everything goes through, right?
Yes.
Yes. And, you know, it's like almost the consciousness selects the time frame. The soul. It says, okay, it's time to go out of the physical into the non-physical. Now, we'd have a hard time accepting that, but it's the reality of the situation. But you gave your dog so much joy and so much love, and your dog was so much love for you in your life while it was with you. So you got to experience all those things.
Yes.
Right? And so
he
that's
did.
The,
he was just that, he, I was just that, everything.
So that's the joy of living, isn't it?
So does he have any messages for me, or is it too soon?
Simple message. Keep living. Keep living.
Okay.
Just keep living. And I think what's the energy here is not just alive, but living, like really alive.
Okay.
And you will replace me soon enough. When you're ready, you will replace me.
Oh, I don't want a dog anytime soon.
Did I say dog?
No.
Did I say dog? I said
no.
You will replace me. So there's a replacement. Okay?
Okay.
Whatever that is. Maybe it's a squirrel. I don't know. I'm kidding.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, a parakeet. Who knows? Maybe it's just another friend. Who knows? But he says, you will replace me. Can you take it? Just take the words for what they are and not necessarily read too much into it.
So, as every mother has, I have regrets that I wish things were better here and there and everywhere, and does he understand everything?
Well, what do you mean?
Well, like when, you know, I had to have people watch him for a while where we were, like, in between homes and...
Okay. You got to stop fretting about this. It's all part of the journey. It's all part of the journey. It's the love does the love transcends any of that. Love transcends any of that. It's all, you know, you have adventures, you do things, you take on new adventures, right? So does your dog. These things are adventures.
Okay.
These are experiences that your dog or whoever it is gets to carry with them.
Okay.
Okay. So don't look at it as a negative. Look at it as a positive. Wow, all these adventures he got to go on and together. We didn't stay in one little house forever and just hang out in one little place. We got to move around. I got to move around. I got to meet new people. I got to do new things. How cool is
okay.
that? Right?
Okay. Yes.
Isn't that a very cool thing?
Yes.
I mean, what if you lived your whole life in one little basement? Wouldn't that suck?
I mean, for me it would. Not for some people I know, but for me it would, for sure.
Nah, I don't think anybody wants to live in one little basement and never get out.
Well, and then I'm thinking, too, you know, I had my dog for years and years, and how much my life has changed from the day I got him. My life
okay.
has changed, and then it's changed again, and then it changed again, and then it changed again, and...
Okay. So you got the point.
I mean, we lived in the same home most of the time, for most of it, but my life kept changing. Anyway.
Okay. You got it?
Yes.
So you got it. He's okay. He's looking back. He's looking down, looking at you with love. Okay.
Okay.
What is he? Okay. Let me move on here. We got off.
Okay.
We're gonna move on.
Thank you.
Move the energy around. Okay.
Thank
Have a good
you.
One.
Okay.
Enjoy your weekend.
I will.
Okay. Excellent. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye now. That was kind of fun. Yeah. Life. You know, it depends if you believe in reincarnation. And accept that concept that life moves on and life comes back and life goes through flows. And so that you need to appreciate every aspect of your life. Cool. Is that right? You know, in the law of attraction teaching, there is this whole thing about contrast. From the negative, from the contrast, you can gain appreciation for other things. So if negative things happen in life, they do. That's contrast. But you look at the positive. You look at, oh, yeah, I don't like that, but I like this. I'm going to enjoy this. Yes, so that's the contrast. So we have negatives, but we need to look at them as an opportunity to see the contrast, to move towards things that you do want in life. That's a cool thing. And, okay, so I have another caller, and she's been he or she, I don't know who it is. And I will get back there in a second. Okay, so let me take a call. They were holding before. Let's see if they're back. Hello.
Hi, I'm back, George. Sorry about that. This is Donna. How are you?
I'm groovy. How is Donna?
Good. Groovy.
I love that word. Yeah. I love that word. It's actually from a jazz term that means being in the groove, being in sync. You know, when musicians are on stage, especially jazz musicians, they did a lot of extemporaneous playing and a lot of, and so once they hooked into each other and they were playing together, even without written script music, they were in the groove. They were just so like mentally and physically connected. Okay. So that's
yeah.
in the groove. So you're in the groove. So
oh,
what's going
cool.
on? What's how inspired are you today? How inspired are you today?
Oh, I'm inspired. I have my sister here, and my other sister lives here. And last night we went to this place pretty far out in the mountains, but there were hot springs and natural sand. And, oh, it was so nice. I'm just so grateful to have my brothers and sisters and spend time with
okay.
them.
Okay, good. So what's
it's
on your
wonderful.
Mind? Or is
Would
anything
you have any
on your mind?
Do you have any messages for me on the other side? I'd like to be in a relationship. That's one thing I'm kind of my intention is.
Well, let's see what they have to say about that sort of
Thank
thing.
You.
Let's see. It's a female energy. It's on your father's side of the family.
Oh.
And she says, be patient. I know, you hate patience. You hate patience. You hate patience. I think they're really trying to tell you something about just don't settle, but be more open. Don't settle, but be more open. Be more open. Be more adventurous. Seek more adventure as to relationships.
Mm-hmm.
That means casting your net out there and getting out there more, because nobody's going to just come to you. You have to get out there. Okay? So they're saying get out there. Really get out there.
Okay.
Do things you love to do, and you will attract others that love to do that also.
Oh, okay.
So but you got to get out there, okay?
Yeah, I will.
They're telling you nobody's going to come to your door, and nobody's going to come on the internet. You got to be out physically meeting people. That's your journey to go out on more adventures, join more clubs, do more things.
Yeah.
Do things you might never have wanted to do, but you'll do it because you think it might be interesting because you're going to meet somebody that way.
Oh, okay.
Take a sailing class. Who knows, right?
That would be fun.
Then do something like that. Okay, got it? That's what they're telling you to do. Get out there. Have some fun.
Okay, I'll do that.
Life is an adventure. Okay? Bye now.
Thanks. Bye.
Yeah, some people, that's what Spirit has to say to her. Yes, life is an adventure. Get out there and do stuff, right? Don't sit around the house. It's like the last caller. You know, nobody really wants to sit in the basement their whole life, right? Okay, so I have some other callers. So today's show is about this whole thing about appreciating life, just really falling in love with life and appreciating the fact that we are created. We have this life. We're thrilled to live it, right? So I have a caller, but let me do one of these things. This is a really cool little article, and it relates well to this whole subject. It's from tinybuddha.com. 50 things to love about life that are free. Now, you could throw some stuff in there. If you can think of things that cost a little bit of money to love life about, that's cool. Well, the number one thing is love. Just love. Just be in love. Be in love with yourself first. Isn't that the great thing to appreciate about life, is to be in love with yourself? Okay? Love about life. It's love itself. The next one is family. Ooh. Now, sometimes we have the grumpy sides of our families. I know. I got those cousins or that uncle that you're going, oh, they're back again. But look for the good in everyone. Look for the good in that grumpy uncle. What is the good in that person? Find something to love about that person. You know, the more you find to love about people that you even think kind of, oh, there they go again, the more they will feel your love, and you will soften the energy between you. Now, I've seen this happen. I've seen people do this. So even if you got somebody that your family that you're kind of going, oh, I don't know about that person, really, just find things to love about that person. It is an amazing way to do it. And then the more you look for things to love, the more you'll find to love, or the more things you appreciate about somebody. Even the little things, the more things you will find to appreciate about that person. And you could go from family member to family member in your mind. You don't have to. Or you could write this down. Why not do this? This is a cool thought. Okay, very cool thing. Pick a family member and write them a note, handwritten note, why I appreciate you. It could be a sibling, it could be a child, it could be a spouse, it could be a cousin, it could be a parent. Somebody in your family, write them a note. But these are the things that I appreciate about you. Now that's going to make them feel good, and it's going to make you feel good to do it. So that's an expression of love. Absolutely, positively do that. Pick somebody. The last caller, she's got relatives around, she's got siblings, right? Write them a note. This is the things I appreciate about you. And they'll reciprocate. And it's just this little love fest going on, isn't it? It's a major love fest between two or three people. Okay, I have a caller. So you know where I'm going with this whole show today. You know, it's like what spirit, what dead people, you know, your ancestors, maybe some famous person out there has to say to you about appreciating life. Kind of all wired up on this love thing, right? So let me take a call. You've been holding. Well, let's see. I know you were. You came on and went away. So I'll take the restricted. I like that name. That sounds interesting. That an 808 area code. So let's do this one first. Hello. 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 Hello out there. Well, you've kind of. Okay. So you went away. Wait a minute. Oh, you went away. So you. Okay, so let me get back to, let me do the next one, 818 area code. Aha. I wonder why, never mind. I don't want to know. Hello.
Hello, can you hear me?
I don't. Yeah, I hear you. Do you hear me?
Oh,
can you hear,
I'll send
hear
first of all vibrations. Can you hear me?
Yes, dear.
Okay, I'll start the call with positive. I'm sending vibrations of love to everyone, to all the universe.
Excellent. Anyone in particular? Anybody in particular?
No, the whole universe. Everyone could use
it. Well, of course they could. Absolutely. But you have a lot of love to give. I can feel it. Yeah, your energy is good. You got a nice positive thing going. You got the glow going. You're glowing. That's a good thing, isn't it? You're glowing.
My feet are glowing, that's for sure.
Your feet? Why your feet? Why not your nose?
No, nose isn't red. My feet are red.
Okay, so whom am I speaking to?
Enchantress.
That's a very cool name.
Thank you.
Did Mother give you that?
No, I gave it myself.
Excellent. So what's going on? Enchantress, I love that.
Well, I don't want to say anything negative because you said to spread love, so I don't want to, say anything negative about, you said give love to everybody. I do. Doesn't mean that everyone will give me love back.
Yeah, and the point was of that is we're going to find people that kind of rub us raw, right? Or for one reason or another, we have a difficulty. It could be a fellow employee. It could be a boss. It could be somebody, a family member. It could be a neighbor that does all kinds of, makes all kinds of loud noises in the middle of the night that you're going, I can't deal with this. But the point is to find something, at least one thing that you appreciate about that person. Just one thing, one little thing at least. And the more you appreciate about somebody, the more that energy goes out there, the more things you find to appreciate. And believe it, and I've been reading a lot about this whole thing of that there is no like you and me and this and that. There's all this connectiveness, like the web of life. And when you put it out there, they're going to get it. They're going to get it.
Oh, they get it. I empower them too much, and then I lose my power. Uh-huh.
Well, you're just giving out a little appreciation. Just give out a little appreciation. You don't have to give out all your energy.
I don't know how to give a little of anything.
I'm
sorry.
Just put a little, they used to put the governors on cars so they can only go so fast, or trucks or whatever. So put a little governor on it. Okay, I'm only going to give out 10% to this person, right?
I have to learn to do that because when I'm involved with someone, somehow I manifest for them. And therefore, when I do things like that, I don't realize I'm giving too much of myself until after the relationship is over. And then, how can I say it? I pick on their vibrations, if you understand that.
Here's the word for it. It's something we all need to practice more of. It's called mindfulness. So if you're in the moment, in that moment of starting to give, the mindfulness part of it goes, oops, am I giving 10%, 20%, 50%, 100%? I don't want to give 100. They don't. Not time for 100%. So maybe I just consciously back off the 100% a little bit. So it's mindfulness of in the moment, this is all I can give to this person without draining myself, right?
I'm not aware I'm doing it until after the relationship's over with. Then I am affected by it.
Well,
maybe during it. Yeah.
Yeah, but see, there's where your work is.
Mm-hmm.
There's where your adventure is to suddenly kind of realize, oh, I'm in the middle of this. How much am I giving? It's like stopping yourself, going, how much am I giving? Where's the meter? I see my meter, and my meter's at 90. Ooh, I got to back it down a little bit. I'm overwhelming them, and I'm draining me. I know I didn't want to get into all this, but we're going to get into this a little bit more. Just a little.
I'm very passionate in everything I do. When I'm into something, I end up, like, say I visit, I'm invited to an event. And so I'm not always a guest. I may go in the wrong door and end up on the stage. So if I'm on the stage, I have to perform with everyone else. The next thing I know, I'm running the show. But, I mean, it's just natural. I'm not doing it purposely. It's just become one of the people there. Mm-hmm.
Enchantress, stop for a second. Stop. Hold on for a second. And I learned this from Deepak Chopra, and not personally, but through a lot of his writing, that you have to listen to your body at that time. What does your body feel like? Are you pulling in a lot of energy? I mean, some people on stage pull in a lot of energy, and when they leave the stage, they're like buzzing, flying. It's like they get filled up beyond where they can go. Or are you starting to feel a little drained? Is your body draining a little bit? Then it's
never
time to recharge.
Never
well,
draining.
You,
I don't feel anything. I'm soaring too high.
But, dear, you don't have a problem then because you just keep that. You keep that. You keep that energy. If they're filling you with energy as you're working and as you're working with people and as you're doing what you do, then you just keep it and you just discharge it slowly afterwards. See, musicians have a real problem with this, okay, because – rock stars and all that stuff. Because they get up in 20,000 people, they're on stage, right? And everybody's praising them and listening to the music and all fired up. And they're all wired up, right? And it's 2 in the morning and they want to get down. What do? They drink too much or take drugs, right?
I'm laughing because you're reading me right now. I must be because that's the people I surround myself with. I follow the music and, of course, the musicians come along and their songs and – you know, that's part of it. Those vibrations are so high.
But you don't have to you don't have to go down that way. You know, you don't have to bring yourself back into a quieter state that way. The best way, but one good way to discharge and get back into it is to be in nature. Thereafter, go for a walk, hug a tree, get back into smell flowers, do something around nature, and that changes the energy, the vibration a little bit. And you're still flying, but your energy's a little different.
You knew I was still flying, right? But if I see a dandelion, I'll pick it and make a wish on it and blow into the universe. But my head's still up there.
Just give your – so I don't know. There's nothing wrong with you. You're perfect.
Nothing wrong?
You're absolutely perfect. You created this life to be this person. You know that.
Okay.
You did, didn't you?
No, because so many people have said, oh, this and that. You're too much this
or
too much that, especially today.
Wait a minute. Stop. What you just said was so many people. That's like you're listening to other people.
Yes.
But how do you feel? It doesn't matter what they feel. It's how you feel.
They feel my energy is too much for them. They can't handle it.
Well, then you're around the wrong people. They need to go, okay, you know what? You're just not for me right now. And, you know, I need to move on to somebody else who can take it because
okay.
I want to be around.
You need a next
energy.
Caller?
I want to be around high energy people who accept – And do it back. We just have this wonderful interchange of energy, right? Got it?
Yes, I have it. Oh. And the thing is that they like it at first, and then after a while they can't always handle it because
then they just go away and process on their own. Just tell them go. You know what? Go process. Take what you want. Leave the rest. You know, it's like I filled your cup up. You don't have to get any more in the cup. Your cup is full. Now you can go.
Yeah, right? They don't want to leave, though. I mean, it's really...
But they have a problem. It's not your problem, then, because you filled their cup, right?
Yeah, more so.
And now it's time for them. Okay, is your cup full? Okay, now you can go. I know you're going to come up with all these excuses why they got all this stuff, right? But it doesn't matter. Just you're perfect. Okay, you are.
I walk away
perfect.
From them if it's too much for me because the okay. I find that they're not who they truly are.
Ah,
you know.
Uh-huh. Okay, so you're looking for recepting people who love your energy.
Yes. and are receptive back, givers,
and,
not just takers.
Right. Never enough. Yeah. They're not psychic vampires. Right. Okay.
Oh, they have been?
I know they have been here, but just you know, yes, the universe. I only want people where there's balance.
Balance.
Okay.
Yes, I can be balanced and on up high, but grounded, I can't move from the ground. So
that's
good.
Yeah, that's good. You're perfect.
Yeah.
Just enjoy it.
Thank
enjoy
you
your
so
life.
Much. I have met some
great
people recently that I fit into their crowd, in
good
Topanga.
For you. Yeah, I know the area well. Yes, good for you. It's good energy. It's good energy in that area.
It's amazing.
So.
And they said they never met anyone like me. They said, "Oh, you should make a movie."
Do it.
I think I may have to. I may need a partner. So, but I mean, it's like I go there for guidance, and they're telling me all these things. I'm going, but wait a minute. You have the background. You have the studied it. You've been in the business for everything. I just live life and experience. They said, well.
Okay. Yeah,
that's all
but,
this
okay.
I'm talking,
we,
right?
We've spent a bit of time on this, but yeah.
Oh, you need to go for our next person.
No,
go ahead.
No idea. Well, no, that's all right. I don't have any callers. I just have some other things to do. But yes, dear, you're perfect. I keep getting that for you. They keep spirit safe saying you're perfect, dear. You go for these experiences, you get them. Don't worry about it.
Uh huh. What writing's all about. Do you think so? That if I didn't go through these experiences, I couldn't write?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. What are you going to write?
So,
you got to write about something. You got to write about what you go through.
Yeah, everything.
And you share it with others, and they go,
yeah,
I've been there. I've done that. I know what that's all about. Yeah, okay, cool. Thank you.
Thank you very much. So it's like through fantasy, I throw others my reality. They don't know that it's real in real life. Let them believe it's fantasy. But maybe they're getting something from it.
This has been fun. So you enjoy your life.
It's been fun, too. Well, you have a wonderful Friday. Bye-bye.
Bye. So what do I take from that call? What do I take for everybody else? Live your life. Be who you are. Share your life. If people can't take you, they'll go away. They'll drift. Or you'll go away. You know, if they can't take too much of you. Okay, so let's go back to the tiny Buddha. Oh, and so if you're interested in getting to know me more, or, you know, I'm on Facebook, so you join me on Facebook. And I think my Facebook link is on Blog Talk Radio. So if you want to get more information, I do posts every day and try to be inspirational and set some level. So we're talking about 50 things to love about life that are free. But there's some things that cost money. Like, you know, a brand new car, you can love that about life. You know, things that you've manifested, the material things that you may have manifested, you can love those because they're an expression of the universe, because they've given you these beautiful things that you've manifested, physical things. It might even cost you money, or the money. You can appreciate money. If you've manifested money, why not? Wow, thank you, God. You know, thank you, universe. Thank you, source. Okay, number three, just being able to wake up to the sun shining in the morning. Now, that's a little bitty thing, but isn't that a beautiful thing to appreciate about life? You're here, the sun, even if it's raining, so what? You know, you look out, there's rain. Oh, it's a good day to go dance in the rain, right? Unless it's a typhoon, I guess you would avoid typhoons. But, you know, a little bit of rain never hurt anybody. You know, never mind. We'll leave that at that. We'll leave it as a positive energy. The ability to overcome hardships and appreciate what I really have instead of wishing I had more. Now, the important part of that, I think that's really cool about life and appreciation and love. Appreciate what you already have. Good to want things. Obviously, the law of attraction, and people go, I want this and I want that. But it's really cool to stop and say, wow, I really appreciate the things I have. I really love the stuff I have, or the things I have, the family members I have, the place I live, the friends I have. And some of the, you know, like me, I appreciate my sound system, my music. You know, I can play music. I really appreciate that. So those are the things I have. Do I want more? We always want more. But it's stopping and say, yeah, it'll come when it comes. I'll just tell the universe I want this and see what happens, right? I want more, but I'm just going to turn that one over to the universe and let the universe, source, bring me more in due time. Because I'm going to appreciate what I have right now. I love what I have. Our ability to be empathetic allows us to connect and support each other. Empathize with others. Can you empathize with others? Not sympathize, but just empathize. Now, there's a difference. Yeah, there's a difference. And if you look up the two words, there is a distinct difference. Next one. I love the number six. Okay. Number six. And I watch these videos all the time. So I post these videos on Facebook. I find cat and dog videos that I love because the ridiculous things my dog and cats do. They live in the moment, enjoy being alive. And it reminds me to do the same. My dog's somewhere around here. I don't know where she went. Oh, there she is. Yes. Isn't that great, having pets? You could have a bird. You could have a snake. I don't know. Whatever it is, right? Things that we appreciate what they do. And they bring us such joy. My cat is so funny. She's such a lover. You know, she'll be in her little spot stool that she sits on. And as soon as I go on the sofa in the evening to watch television or whatever, she's right over there with me, up against me, wanting to be loved. Wanting to be loved. So isn't that the coolest thing? So we got to appreciate that. Okay, so back to you guys. Well, who's there? Anybody? Okay, we're all having fun here. Oh, so I know who you are. Ooh, yes, I know who you are. I like your voice. So between you and me and the wind here. Okay, so let's move on. What are we going to next? Ah, that I am someone who makes a difference in the world. You can love that. Now, don't get caught up in, I'm going to make this the whole change and I'm like the Dalai Lama or whatever, you know. Make a difference is a little thing sometimes. It's helping your neighbor who's not feeling well, bringing somebody some soup, helping somebody cross the street. Whatever you do in life, it's the fact that you're doing something. Who makes a difference. If you make a difference in somebody's life, sometimes just the smile is enough, right? You're walking down the street and somebody's coming at you and you smile. It could make a really, really cool name, a cool day for them. Just that smile lightens them up, gets them out of that state. Now, Tony Robbins does that all. He just changes their state. And sometimes a smile is just enough to change somebody from grumpy to feeling good. Grumpy to feeling good. Grumpy to feeling good, right? So you can make a difference, big or little. Where are we at? Oh, we got about 7 more minutes, so we can do more of these. These are fun. I hope you're with me today. I'm enjoying this show because I've just really been into this thing lately of appreciating life. I just love the fact that I'm here and appreciating that, and it fills me up with a great deal of joy. Okay, moments of realization that I'm not as alone as I often think I am. Now, that can be tough, feeling alone. But it is putting the energy out to the universe, too, to source, saying, I don't want to be alone. I want to have people around me. I'll give you an example of this. This is kind of a strange, and I'll admit something about myself just real quick. That I take my dog for walks, and we live in the city in Pasadena, and we walk around a lot, and we walk up and down a street that have a lot of restaurants, and some of them are outdoors and some of them are indoors, and there's usually these restaurants have bars and so forth, and a lot of, and I kept thinking to myself, why do I like to walk my dog by all these things? Why do I find this certain route that has all these cool restaurants and stuff that I didn't really ever go to that much? And it just reminds me of my life that I loved to party. I love parties. I love the festivals. I love to that sort of thing. So when I see a party going on, it just kind of pulls me in emotionally. And just I share in the moment when I'm just walking by and I'm watching people having fun. It's just that pick up that vibe of people having fun, and it feels good to me, even though I'm not even in there. I'm not alone because I'm sharing it at some level. I know that's different, but okay. But that was my feelings. and I feel really good about that. And, it helps me understand why I do certain things, because I love to share in the energy of people having fun. Love my children being healthy and happy. Isn't that a cool thing? Isn't that a cool thing? Love my children being healthy and happy. Every breath I take reminds me that I'm still here and I still have much to enjoy. Now, that's what I've been talking about. Now, let me read that one again. That's cool. That's number 10 on the list. Every breath I take reminds me I'm still here. I'm human. I'm enjoying life. I'm able to enjoy life. Regardless of the situation, I'm able to enjoy life. Find something to appreciate, right? And I still have much to enjoy. You never know what tomorrow is going to bring, but you can kind of preset it a little bit by putting it out there to source. I want a beautiful tomorrow. My intention is for tomorrow to be amazing, to have great adventures, to experience love. You're presetting tomorrow, right? So I'm still here and I still have much to enjoy. And then you preset it. This is what I want to enjoy. This is what I want to experience. Okay, source, send me these things, because I really want to experience. Now, sources I use instead of God, but that's all right. You can throw the word God in there if you want. This is what I want to enjoy. This is what I want more experiences of. And there's that thank you part, you know, appreciation part. I appreciate these things that I'm doing, and I really, really appreciate the food I have. It tastes so good. I love the flavors of this food and the smell of this food. So you're telling the universe, hey, I want more of this. This is good stuff. Give me more. Give me more. Give me more. Okay. The ones who never give up on me. Isn't that amazing? You love the people who never give up on you. Because you keep moving. You keep making mistakes, but they don't give up on you. We always make mistakes, right? I love positive and creative people. Isn't that amazing? Positive and creative people. Positive and creative people. If our life could be full of positive and creative people, wouldn't that be amazing? No Debbie Downers. No stuck in the muds. No whiners. Whiners go. Whiners go. Right? Okay. So where are we at time-wise? We've got a couple minutes left. Let me do a couple more. These are really cool things. And you can think of your own. Think of things that you love that are free, or even they cost a little bit of money, right? You know, a good movie, that might cost you a little bit. The good experience of going to a movie theater and sharing it with other people and laughing in a group at a very funny movie, that's a great experience. Might cost you a few dollars, but I think it's worth it, right? I love the moments when more than one person gets the illusionary joke and for a moment sees that we are one. Yeah, isn't that funny? Isn't that great? When you're in this mood and you're being humorous and other people are getting it and you're all together in the humor, well, that's like even at the movie theaters, when you all get the same joke, the same humor, and you're all one for that few minutes or few moments. Isn't that a cool thing? And the next one, number 14. And we're not going to get through 50. We'll have to do some more of these another day. The love and support of my life partner. Isn't that amazing? The love and support of my life partner. Makes the heart warm when you think about that one, right? The love and support. Now, okay, you don't have one. Oh, no, I don't have one. But you can appreciate the love and support of a life partner. You can put it out to the universe. I appreciate the love, and I would really appreciate the love and support of my life partner. Just bring me one now, right? Bring it. Bring it. Bring it now. Okay, I'm getting a little excited here. I'll calm down. Okay, we have about 38 seconds. So I had fun today. I hope you did too, and I hope that the callers appreciate this whole concept of what is love about, life, loving life. And I will be back on Monday. We'll do more of this. I think I'll be back on Monday. Monday. So we will talk then. Have a beautiful weekend. Have some fun. Go out and do some great adventures. Create new adventures. Weekend. Okay? Got it? Love something new this weekend. Find something new to appreciate this weekend. Thank you. Bye now.